And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
You know that feeling of deja vu you get sometimes being hit with a realization of, I think I've seen this before, or I've been to this place before, haven't I? That's the feeling I had more than once while watching the new science fiction horror film, Alien Romulus. Now, all horror film lovers have seen the iconic 1979 film Alien, which broke the mold for this entire genre. Alien spawned 3 sequels, 2 spin-offs, and 2 prequels. This new release, Alien Romulus, is the 3rd prequel in this gory saga of the nasty, predatory alien creature harvesting human bodies and dripping slime in dark hallways. When a group of 5 young mining workers sneak onto an abandoned space station to steal some equipment for a long journey, they discover the deadly remnants of laboratory experiments on a mysterious alien species. And get ready, everyone, because these aliens are hungry. So everyone screams and scrambles for survival, trying to escape the derelict space station without getting gobbled up or impaled. This premise is a little tired since this is how many of the previous Alien films start. But what helps this recycled story feel interesting is a 6th member of this team being a human-looking android played by David Johnson with a richly innocent awkwardness. This android gets a software upgrade about halfway into this film, which drastically changes his priorities for survival. Amazingly, after 8 other films exploring all facets of this universe and these aliens, Alien Romulus has some fresh moments. These moments include a chase scene with a stampede of the spider-like facehuggers, a quiet getaway scene in a very hot room, and the patchy technology of the space station causing the anti-gravity restrictions to unexpectedly stop and start. All these moments are exciting and filled with well-crafted suspense, but too much of this film hits the audience over the head with references to past Alien films. These references are visual, musical, and verbal, in some cases repeating the exact lines from famous Alien films of the past. And these references do not stop. The more they kept happening, the more I wanted to sit forward in my chair and yell at the screen the word, "No!" I left the theater thinking, is this film supposed to be an exploration of new ideas, or is it supposed to be a walk down memory lane? I get how the nostalgic references are supposed to connect this film to the beginning themes of this whole franchise. Invisible blue-collar workers fighting against the greedy corporate behemoth of capitalism. That theme starts out strongly at the beginning of this film, but then it gets shoved out of the way for the excessive nostalgia. But I'm happy to say overall, Alien Romulus is not terrible, it's just okay. The past references are gluttonous, but the suspense has a forceful bite. For Flixit 48, I'm KCT Allen.